On the day of a yard site, sponsored by her children, Rabbi and Mrs. Yanky Kleinman, may today's learning be a schus for neshama. Okay, we are in Daf Beis Amud Aleph and Azir, and we have gotten to the Gemara that the Gemara asked, where is Kinui and Yadis mentioned? And the Gemara answered, added in. And the Gemara added it in the middle, because this is what when we add additions, we don't like to make additions at the beginning. Now, the Gemara Nadarim, I'm giving them an aloe, said you could make additions at the beginning if you have. This Gemara is operating at the beginning of a Mishnah and say you forgot something at the beginning of the Mishnah. So, therefore, we say, Kokanuya before God, right? And then the Mishnah explains. Because. The difference is, see, leaving out in the Mishnah is not like Rebbe just forgot something. He didn't forget anything. This was all done, the Tresh Yisrael says, I believe the Tresh Yisrael from Bechairis, says that whenever you have a Chesura Mechsura, is that Rebbe felt that people would remember the Mishnah better this way and figure out what's missing. It makes more sense to do that in the middle of a Mishnah than before you start. So it doesn't. Why would you leave something out at the beginning deliberately? In the middle, in order to remember things, it might be better. And in order to get people to, they'll figure it out. Like, you look at this Mishnah, you see Kinuyim and you see Yadas. So obviously Yadas have to be mentioned. So you figure out that it has to be put in. But to leave it out at the beginning, why leave it out at the beginning? For whatever reason, Rebbe felt the line had to be left out, it makes more sense to leave it out in the middle than in the beginning. So that's what the Gemara assumes. Again, the Gemara in the Dorm, Rav Gimel Amud Aleph, offered that you could, but again, the Gemara usually doesn't like to do that. So here the Gemara is operating under the assumption that Yadas is added after Kinuyim. So the Gemara asked, well, if it's Kinuyim Bereisha, where am I up to? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 lines in the bottom. The Lifrish Kinuyim Bereisha. So if it says Kinuyim and then Yadas, so why don't we explain Kinuyim before we explain Yadas? So the Gemara Tana Mahuda Salah Go Mefarish Bereisha. For those who remember in the Dorim Beis and Beis, we went through this over there too. The Tana likes to start with what he left off. He says 1, 2, explains 2, and then explains 1. Kinuyim, B'meh Madlikin, B'meh E Madlikin. What kind of wicks and oil can you use and what can't you use? Mefarish E Madlikin Bereisha. Then it explains what you can't use. What can you cover your pots and Shabbos and what can't you with? What kind of jewelry can she wear? What kind of jewelry can't you wear? First it tells you what you can't wear. Period. So to rush, is there a rush? We did this yesterday. Fine. But then, there it's the opposite way. It explains the first. Yes, there are those that inherit and bequeath to the one that, meaning they have a double relationship like a father and a son. Each inherits from the other and bequeaths to the other. There are those that inherit and don't bequeath like a son from a mother. He inherits his mother, but the mother won't inherit him. Manchila v'loy neichlim is the mother to her son. She bequeaths, but she can't inherit. That's the opposite of neichlim v'loy manchilim is manchilim v'loy neichlim. And loy neichlim v'loy manchilim are maternal relatives. They never inherit from each other. And mefarish, elu neichlim manchilim bereish. It goes back to the beginning. So you don't tell me a rule that we always explain the last one first. Dr. Gemara. Now, in the Durim, the Gemara says, you're right. Sometimes one way, sometimes the other way. And therefore, you can't ask the question. Here, the Gemara gives a different answer. Elohim Tani Hachi B'Tani Hachi, which is similar. You can do it either way. Elohim the Surah de Navshe, Humafarish the Surah de Navshe Bereisha. Tabi Behema, the Surah Aydin Behemahu, thus the Mefarish the Tera Bereisha. When we're talking about a person themselves doing something Isser, like a woman, what you should wear, or what wicks you could use, or what you can cover your pots with, so we want to say the Isser first. So therefore, we go with the Isser first. Nothing to do with first and last. It has to do with the fact that we want to say the Isser because it's the Isser with the person themselves. By Behema, to question what the behemoth should go out with. The person's not doing the isser themselves. The behemoth will be carrying, which is an isser of shvisas behemtai, but it's not an isser of a person doing a biyadayim. It's the animal doing it. Therefore, we say the heter first. Zakhtarash. Elohasam mishum di isur de nav shachom aluyah, mefarish isurah bereshah. Dr. Raj, but in Dharm less a lach time. In the Dharm, the Gemara doesn't say this answer. Elam yikara parach miyash naichli miyash mitaris l'balayin miyash tuna shemun l'vayna. It asks all kinds of questions of different things. From yash naichli l'machilim, mitaris l'balayin, masuris l'vameyim. There's also cases. She's mutter to her husband, asa to her yavam. Yash tuna shemun l'vayna. Some need oil and frankincense and don't. And again, the Gemara explains the first one first. There the Gemara answers, that's because the heter has more cases than the iser, the beginning has more cases than the end, that's why we do the first. That's what the Gemara wants to say there. And then the Gemara asks, so the Rosh is pointing out that the Gemara here skipped a step. In the Dharm, the Gemara tries to ask a whole bunch of questions. And the Gemara answers, the one that's more is the one we explain first. But then the Gemara asks him about Behema, where Ein Behema Yaitz is more. And yet we explain the first one first. So the Gemara answers a different answer there. Here the Gemara answers the difference between the person themselves and the animal. Frak the Gemara. And the Gemara's answer, the Gemara continues the answer. Gabe na yesh naichlin. What do we do with inheritance? Right? We haven't answered inheritance. Your question, Dr. Harris. Tabanamid Beis. Nami mefarish ikur nachla beresha. Because we want to say that ikur nachla beresha. The ikur nachla is when it goes both ways. Therefore, we start with that. The Torah doesn't talk about the ones that don't go both ways. I mean, we learn them out. But the Torah never talks about a kid inheriting the mother expressively, meaning the Torah never expresses it. We learned it out. Torah talks about a kid inheriting his father and brother's heritage. Torah talks about relatives that inherit each other. It never, in the pasuk of Nachla, when it lists the relatives, without drushes, it's telling me only the ones that work both ways. So therefore, we explain that one first.
Rabbi, I'm sorry.
Somebody here is talking, yes.
Because we had an answer of it doesn't matter. Why just can't we just stick with that? Because
we don't like to do that. We like to say that it doesn't matter, but there's a reason.
It does matter then.
It's meaning like this. Sometimes this and sometimes, it never said the way it doesn't matter here. It just says sometimes you do it one way and sometimes you do it the other way. You could leave that and say no reason, or you could try to give a reason. Which the Gemara,
it's only a reason if the reason is sensible. I'm sorry. Of course it's sensible, but I'm not sensible enough to understand it.
Fine. So because you're not sensible enough to understand it, doesn't mean the Gemara shouldn't give it.
So what does it mean? Because it's individual, we're going to explain again all those three cases. Not just going on her taking out. It's about my leaking, all those three things.
All is about a person doing something biyadayim.
Because you're doing it biyadayim, we'll explain it first.
The isser first, correct. Not the first one first and the second one first. The isser first.
Isser first.
Yes.
Okay, now that is what makes the person he's going to do, he's going to want to, again, the behema also, behema is an isser also on the person.
No, it isn't. It's a indirect isser on the person.
But the bottom line is, the behema is not getting skila.
Either is this person for his behema carrying. She says, Benta, it's an Isser Asay. I'm not belittling an Isser Asay, but the person's not doing anything else. Again, the Gemara is offering that reason.
But I'm
trying to figure out what you've
said many times. Not every reason is a reason.
I'm the one that said that all the time. Not that I need the credit, but I'm the one that said not every reason, not every difference makes a difference.
I'm a little bothered by it. Once you tell me it's arbitrary, then don't tell me it's not arbitrary. It's a little bit like...
It never said arbitrary. No. It said sometimes one way, sometimes the other way, and I'll give you the reason. It never said arbitrary. The words of the Gemara were, Zimnin Hachi, the Zimnin Hachi. Olam Tani Haki V'Tani Haki. And then gives you the reason. At this point, the Gemara never used the word arbitrary. In the Gurim, when the Gemara gives this same answer, there's no reason.
Oh, it's a different Russian?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said
lav davka means it's arbitrary.
Lav davka means there's no reason. There's no special reason. Zim the Mepharish one way, Zim the Mepharish the other way. And then the Gemara says, no, there is a reason. And the Gemara says, add Yadis at the beginning, which we always explain the beginning. Most of the time we explain the beginning. And the Ran speaks out there, and the Rosh speaks out, or somebody speaks out there, that Enoch Lamed, the Gemara's second teretz is not saying it's not arbitrary, because the bottom line is there are cases that we explain the second one. But we're saying in this one, don't even ask the question and explain the first one. Again, here the Gemara is operating that we don't want to say arbitrary. We want to give a reason. The Gemara in the Darm says it's arbitrary, and the Gemara doesn't give a reason. Yes, Harvey.
You may have answered this, but I'm not sure. I'm trying to understand the difference between the person and the animal restrictions. The animal doesn't dress itself. It doesn't put things on itself. I put things on the animal. So why would I care, unless I'm misunderstanding the Gemara, why would I care less or feel it's more indirect to me if I'm the one that created the problem with the animal?
You just used the right word. The issue is not for the animal to wear it. The issue is for the animal to go out in the street with it.
But I'm going to suffer the consequences for what I did to the animal.
Of course.
That's me.
Again, there are things that you do yourself, and there are things that you cause others to do, which you're responsible for. One is more direct, and one is indirect. It's not belittling that you violated an issur by letting your animal go out to the street wearing those things. But you didn't do anything. You allowed something. Whereas in this other cases, you were doing something, active. In the case of the animal, you were passive. The animal was active.
I don't... Just because the issur involves the animal in motion...
I hate to say this, but I think we're making a mountain out of a molehill. All the Gemara is trying to explain is why, in some case, we would concentrate on telling you the no, because it's an active thing you are doing, and in the other case, it's passive, so we first tell you what you're allowed to do. That's all.
I know. I was just trying to understand the basis of the... I didn't understand the very basis of the distinction. I'll let it go.
Very good.
I'm happy you agree with him. He's also very happy now.
In English, what he's saying is...
I know in English. He spoke English, by the way.
He didn't raise his hand. So the reason that is just because of that, that doesn't explain the lump just behind it.
Again, you know, we're making a mountain out of a molehill.
Well,
we're making a mountain out of a molehill. All the Gemara wanted to say was, both are being explained. Nothing is being left out. It's all there. The question was just which one you should put first and which one you should put second. So the Gemara felt that something you do directly, we treat differently when we write the Mishnah than when you do something passively. That's all. Let's not make that the Gemara changes the halacha, nothing. It's just in the order of explanation. But Zakti Gemara Vaitam. But you haven't answered our Mishnah, because in our Mishnah we're explaining Yadis, which is second. Your answer is great, but not for this Mishnah. It answers the contradiction between Behem and Isha, but it doesn't answer the contradiction between Kinuyim. Our Mishnah has nothing to do with an animal or passive, it's active, and we explain the second one first. Zakti Gemara, you're right. Elahainu Taima, over here there's a different reason. Yadis, however, actually, midrasha chavivalei. Since yadis are derived from a drasha, it is not a logic. It is derived from a pasuk. Nindar neder nazir lahazir. I'm sorry, I'll go back. Ki yafli nindar neder nazir lahazir. Express. So therefore, since it's a drasha, we like to explain that first. We have a special love of explaining, special feeling of trying to explain drashas. Rather, something that's explicit. Fracti Gemara v'liftachu b'resha. So then start with that. If you love it so much, start with that. And for the Gemara, Tanaki matzcho matzcho be'ikar carbon. He likes to start and give you the basic. Well, then you prove shemavarish adas beresh. Again, the Gemara Nedarim ends up differently. The Gemara is allowed to do this. Give one answer Masechtas Nedarim and another answer Masechtas Nazir. Zokta Rashi. There's two. One, that it doesn't make a difference, and don't ask the question. And one is that Enoch Anami put Yadis first.
What's the answer about Corbin?
What? Iker Corbin is Iker Lashon of Nazir. It ends up giving a Corbin. It's just the way we refer to Nazir, because in our minds we look at Nazir as a Corbin. He's going to bring a Corbin at the end. Dr. Rosh, I have asked him Midrasha Chanibalei. I have a Kanuyan Le'asim Midrasha. Ella, because of the fire, in the Dharm. I can explain to the Dharm. The Rabbi Yechon in Kedisle, that he holds its Gaisha language. The Rish Lakish Kedisle, the Drabbana made up language. The Gemara in the Dharm continues. It didn't like this answer. According to the Ma'adam, it says, Lashon Gayim, I can understand. That way, it's logical. So it's not a Drasha. But the Ma'adam says, Lashon Shabbatu Chachamim. The Chachamim made it up. That's a big Kiddush. That should go first. Then they'll come and make up their own language. Well, Mishani, Lav Chasur Mechzer La, didn't you make it add something anyway? Tani Yadis Bereshah. Enoch Inami added at the beginning. So the Rosh is bringing you the Gemara Nedarim's addition to this Gemara. Kol Yadis Nedarim Kedarim, Kol Nekuni Nedarim Nedarim. Avahachal Amistabile Lishno Yachi. The Gemara didn't like that answer here. Ushabushi Tchilas Amasechta, and to say that Rebbe left something out at the beginning. Because of the word carbon, here is going to stress that. We like to start with the ikur, which brings a carbon. Now, it don't say that. We changed the gears here. The Gemara didn't care to answer that. By the Dharm, the Gemara didn't want to answer that. By Nazi, the Gemara feels that's a good answer. Maschul be'ikur carbon. The Kinuim Lashon Nazir is same. The Rabbi Yechon Damar Lashon Kayimim. They said it's like the neder atzmai. You don't hear the whole thing. Kinuyim is expressing the whole thing. It's just expressing it in a different language. Yad is giving you a handle. You have to add to the yad. Therefore, we need a drasha. Therefore, we put that second. It's not the ikar, but we like to explain it first because it's a drasha.
I mean, by Nazir, it's very nice. So you say the Iker Corbin, right?
Yes.
And that you don't...
I like the fact that you hang on to a word and you won't give up.
No,
go ahead,
no,
keep
no,
on going. No, it's
no,
okay.
No, but
the second time you're going at it.
You know what I'm saying? And how about not having your hair long and how about not the time of the basim? Why we... And how many times... The person that brings a korban when he does a chai, when he does an avera. Why by Nazir we see, oh, he brings a korban. Well, 1,000 other people bring korbanos.
I don't know. I'll just leave it. I'm not going to sit and argue with you.
No, not an argument. I'm just saying, what do you mean? Nazir, guess what? They bring a korban at the end. Well, guess what? He also couldn't be tavel levesim, and he couldn't drink water.
That doesn't bother us, because anybody that makes a netter can't do whatever he made in the netter. Nazir is different than a Dharm. It has its own carbon at the end. The guy did nothing wrong. He accepted to ban himself on certain things, and the Torah gave him a carbon that elevates this. Whatever way you look at the carbon, it's a different kind of thing than a regular neder.
What was his name? Who's the person?
This is Chotzer? Here we're going to go. I knew this. Ramesh asked this yesterday. I said he should wait to give him a Amud Aleph. That's why I said to wait to give him an olive.
What was his name?
Rabbi Lazar Kapper.
Now you're sending him after him?
Vice President.
But Lashon HaUmos is referring to what exactly?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Lashon HaUmos. Lashon HaUmos.
Gaisha languages.
So what's he referring to? Yad?
No, Kinoi.
The Kinoi is...
There's a Machloikis and Masechtas. Okay, one second, hold a second. If you don't let me explain, then I can't explain. The Gemara Masechtas Nedarim has an argument. What are Kinuyim? One Mandiyama says it's the Gaisha words for Neder or for Nazir. And one Mandiyama says Rabbanim made up an old language. So Umois means it's the English word.
So it's Machloikis on what the word Kinuyim
means. Kinuyim
means. Where the origin is.
I don't know what you mean by that. The word kinoi means expressing it not in the way the Torah expresses it. A nickname. If a guy's name is Robert, and they call him Bob, Bob is his kinoi. His name is Robert. His kinoi is Bob. Right? That's in English, his kinoi is Bob. For all I know, in Russian, his kinoi is whatever it is. If they have a kinoi. They're too serious, the Russians. They probably don't have kinoi. Right, but I'm just saying, whatever it is, right, there's kinoi, nickname. So Rabbi Eichanan says that Mishnah refers to nicknames as using a different language of saying with the same word. And Rosh Lakish says, it's not that he doesn't argue, he's just saying kinuyim is the Rabbana made up words. He's not arguing that English is a kinoi. He's just saying it also has made up words from the Rabbana.
So the reason said in the Gemara in the second line, kinoi ratio, they put kinoi first is because they like their own swara.
No. The Gemara asked that as a question, not as an answer.
Oh,
the Gemara is saying, why is kinuyim not explained first?
I thought it was an answer.
It wasn't. It's a question. Zok the Gemara by Drahim Ahar is an Azir. Frek the Gemara do. How do you know Ahar means he's an Azir? Maybe it means he wants to fast. Now, nobody thinks, and I want to make that clear in this whole sugya, nobody thinks the guy is saying, I want to become an astronaut. That's not what Ahar means. He doesn't want to become a fireman or a policeman or an astronaut. And also doesn't mean, I want to become something. He wants to become somebody that does something positive. So the question is, how do you know he wants to become a Nazir? Maybe he just wants to fast. Zok de Gemara, Amishmu, Ganshahaya Nazir, Ivar Lefanov. A Nazir was passing in front of him. Therefore, there's an indication that he means Nazir, not Tainus. Now, back in Masechta Sedarim, this is a repeat of many ways. We talked about the fact that there are two levels Yadayim. Really three levels. But we're going to talk about, three levels. One is that the two chances are equal. No reason to believe one more than the other. That's not a yad at all. Because you don't know what he means. It doesn't tell me anything. It's not a handle to anything. What is it a handle to? There's two equal possibilities. That means you don't know what he's talking about. That's what it means.
That's not a yad.
Not a yad. That's a yad that's not a yad. Then you have what's called a yadayim, on the other extreme, yadayim mechichas. That there is overwhelming reason to think he means one thing. It doesn't preclude the other, but if you had to put the guess, the educated guess of what the guy meant, it's mechiach. It leans very strongly in the direction that he meant A over B. And then in the middle you have something called Yadayim She'ei Mechichas. It leans slightly in that direction, but not strongly in that direction. That is called Yadayim She'ei Mechichas. And in the Dorim we had a Machloikas. Is Yadayim She'ei Mechichas good enough to fulfill the requirement of Yad? Or does the Torah mean a Yad Mechiach? Now, the Gemara understands at this point that when saying a Nazir walking by and saying, I want to be, it's a Yad She'ei Mechiach. It's not enough to be overwhelming that that's what he means. If I had to guess, I'm going to make up these numbers, 60-40, he means Nazir. Not 90-10 and not 80-20. But 60-40, since a Nazir is walking in front of him, and he says, aha, and again, I'm not going to argue with the Gemara how much that it is Mechiach. The Gemara calls that Yad She'ei Mechiach. Not strong enough to be overwhelming. And Shmuel answered that that's shot in our Mishnah. Zuck the Gemara, I hope I translated.
Rabbi, I'm sorry.
Please don't have no questions yet. Yes. Let me just, okay, I'll answer yes. I'm sorry. Yes, Harvey.
Okay. I was just trying to understand the basics of where we're starting from. The reason that we have to say that he's referring to something that's going to involve, I'm not quite sure what the parameters are here. Is it because there's an objective indication that something else? Why can't he be saying, I will be in Yerushalayim next year. Why does it have to be? Why can't it be an astronaut? What's the indication here that he's speaking about something?
It's a good question. So some people will answer you, and I'm not. Is that people didn't just say aha for no reason? They meant to accept something upon themselves. See, I don't honestly know how to translate the word aha. It's a high. What was the word they changed? I said aha. They translated. They told me I was wrong. Aha. So maybe people didn't use it for other things. I don't know. That would be a possible answer. The other possible answer is that unless we assume that this guy is meaning a serious thing, I don't know. Honestly, your question's better than whatever I'm going to answer you, but I just wanted to lay down the thing that the Gemara doesn't consider other options. Why?
Okay.
Maybe it's because people didn't talk that way when they were talking about doing mundane things. They only used that kind of thing when they were talking about doing some kind of a mitzvah or they perceived to be a mitzvah. Again, your question's a great question. I don't have a great answer except to say that that's what the Gemara thought, assumes. Yes, Rabbi Cohn.
All right.
When the Gemara says, Jomo Aher, the sign is Kamor, the sign is Lav Davka, right?
What else?
I'm going to give tzedakah to Yeshiva.
That's not Aher. You become the tightness. You don't become the tzedakah. A person can say, I am becoming and fast, because that's affecting his body.
How about, I'm going to be also like, I'm going to be learning 20 hours, and then...
That's not a hey. That's I'm going to do. I am going to give stuff, I'm going to learn. Fast is making the person a faster. It's a different thing. Now, I know in the 5 to 6, we learn about Torah, changing your whole Matthias and Musa Seder when we learn in 5 to 6. But we're not a Musa Seder now. No, it's true. Tyrant does affect your body, but not directly. Fasting, you feel about 10 hours, you start feeling it. I mean, you feel Tyrant right away, maybe some people, but I'm not believing Tyrant cuts the show. But the word I hate means something to do that I become. I'm becoming, my body is becoming a faster, an usher. The Gemara doesn't offer other possibilities, so I'm not going to make them up.
Only because he's walking in front of you?
Again. The Gemara's question was, why is Ahe a Yad? It can mean two things equally.
Mean anything.
Again, I started off and I laid down the premise, which Harvey questioned, was, why can't it mean I'm going to be an astronaut? I'm going to be a fireman. Why does it have to have anything to do with good deeds?
Yeah.
So I said, I don't really have a good answer. But the Gemara's assumption is that nobody says ahe on Monday matters. I don't know why the Gemara assumes that. But then I lay it down before we start. So if not, there's no end.
Well, even if it's not Monday, it could be because holy matters, but...
Like what? Give me an example. I'm going to be what?
I'm going to not to be question hard.
That's not ahe.
I'm going to be not a balam.
Again, again. Here, so you asked Rabbi Cohn's question. It's wonderful. By the way, Rabbi Cohn, Dr. Harris agrees with you.
I'm not learning. I'm not going to work. I'm living learning. I'm learning.
Again, I can only try to answer the way I understand it. There's two things. No, you're not embarrassing me at all. Baruch Hashem, I can handle it. I'm not being embarrassed. I didn't say anything.
You're saying the same answer. You should listen the first time.
That might be true, but that's not embarrassing.
I heard it. I don't hear it.
Again, there are certain things that you become, and there are certain things that you do. I give tzedakah. Yes, I become a baal tzedakah, but that's not a fast is directly changing my body, and a nazir is directly changing my body.
And tainus dibur doesn't change your body.
So maybe tainus can mean tainus dibur also. If that makes you happy, let it be tainus dibur. Yes, the lamdan changes your body too, but in a different way. Not in a physical way.
I'm not going to shower.
Again, there's no negative here. You want to become something. You want to become dirty? That's mundane. I'm trying to figure it. Again, that was Harvey's question, and if everyone listened, I talked to Harvey about it also the first time. And then I answered Rabbi Cohn. And then I'm saying the same thing now. I said it 3 times.
He has to listen to what to answer it. Okay. He doesn't listen, it doesn't matter.
Right. It's a good question.
Incidentally, another way of saying what you said was that the phrase "ahei" triggers a change in state of the person.
I love states. I'm in Indiana now, not Ohio. Yes, I got it. Right. So I'm thinking about it. So now the Gemara answered the Nazir was walking in front of him. So context tells us what he means with "ahei." Now the Gemara assumes that the Gemara assumes that Nazir and Tainus is not equal 50-50. Nazir and Tainus is a Yad She'ein Abachiyach, even without a Nazir walking in front of you. It makes more sense, I don't know why, but the Gemara assumes that it's 60-40 that the guy meant Nazir anyway. So what Shmuel should have answered is it means Nazir more than it means Tainus. End of story. Shmuel doesn't answer that. Shmuel answers, Ganshai Nazir, Ivar Lefanov. Right? It's going in front of him. Dr. Gemara means Shmuel wants more than a 60-40. Shmuel wants an overwhelming Yad, a Yad Mechiach. Lay Mechsamer Shmuel. Yadayim Shay Mechichas Lay Havin Yadayim. Is Shmuel telling me that Yadayim Shay Mechichas is not a Yadayim? Dr. Gemara Amri. I think the way they took out the word Vadai. Then it's 50-50. Your assumption was that without the Nazir going in front of him, it's not 50-50 to begin with? The answer is it is 50. It is 50-50. It wasn't a Yad at all. That's why Shmuel had the answer that the Nazir is going in front of him. Let's do the Rad. Not Rush. Dr. Rush, do my whole betaynus kama. Veichi mashvus le'nazir. Vaday lo havi kriben nitzav lazara. How could you say he's a nazir? Do keep a dekel amay b'dol taynus neschaven. He might have meant taynus. Void. I feel a nazir subik lehavi. He shouldn't even be a subik nazir. The keep a dekel amay b'hachi b'hachi. Amina stam nizirus lehakol. Whenever you don't know what a person means, we say you're not a nazir. If the words, remember, if the person has to express himself. If there's no clear expression, he didn't accept Naziris. They miksavi Shmuel Yadayin Shem Mechichas Lahavi Yadayin. The miksavi Yadayin Havi. I feel that ain't Nazir Ayver Lefan of Nami. Even if the Nazir were not passing by, it would also be a Nazir. The Heed Lahavi Yadayin Mechichas. Even though it's not overwhelming, it's not 80-20. Mikol Malkim Yadla Naziris Havi. The Tvei Mashmi Usrei Loshin Naziris Meloshin Taimus. Now the Rush is going to tell me why. Why isn't it 50-50? The hay mashma dekoya gufoy l'shanoyser l'shem chadash. He's changing his name. A guy that's fasting did not change his name. A guy that's a nazir changed his name. He became a Nazir. He has a new name. People say, the Nazir. It changes his Metziah. Ahei, I am going to change myself. Tainus has a slight change. Nazir, his name changes. He becomes from a person, a regular person, Reb Meisha, to Mr. Nazir, Rabbi Nazir. Right? Dr. Rush, therefore, it affects his body, but it doesn't affect his name. Amri. We hold Havin Yadayim. The answer is that even with the Nazir in front of him, it's not overwhelming. It'd be 50-50, he wouldn't be a Nazir. It's 50-50, we'll have a Nazir. In the Havamina, we thought it meant more Nazir than Tainus, and we had a reason for it. because Nadir changes his name. And the answer to the Gemara says no. That's not enough of a reason to a person that hears a hey with no Nadir walking in front of him. It's 50-50. And therefore, it's nothing. 50-50 equals zero. And therefore, because he might have met one, might have went the other. And by the zeros, you need expression. Subject to zeros, lahakol. You didn't express it. Whereas, once the Nazir is walking in front of him, the Gemara assumes that's not 80-20. That makes it 60-40. Now, in the beginning, we thought Nazir walking in front of him eliminates almost completely other possibilities. The Gemara answers, no, that's the Yidayim Shei Mechichas. That's the Gemara's answer.
Yidayim Shei
Mechichas
is what?
It's a Machlokes. We want to disprove that Shmuel holds it's not good enough because he insisted that Nazir, we thought.
Yeah, right. So the bottom line is
that without the Nazir walking in front, it's not even a yad. Right. And with the Nazir walking in front, it's a yad shei mechiach.
The bottom line is, you hold yadayim shei mechichos, lo havi yadayim. Let's say you hold that, right?
Right.
Will you allow this person...
You would have to say that that man yama holds the Nazir walking in front as yadayim mechichos. You would have to say that.
I know that, but I'm saying, but if you don't have a Nazir over the foot of... Would Yadayim Shei Mechichos enable, if you hold Yadayim Shei Mechichos, Lahavi Yadayim, would you let the person, he would never bring Corbin, you'd never let him be Corbin, right?
He didn't express himself.
And if you hold Lahavi Yadayim?
He expressed himself.
That, again, Lahavi Yadayim, 60-40, no, over the fun of, he would let him bring Corbin?
He's a Nazir. Nazir brings Corbin. Did he express himself? Did he not express himself? It's a yes or no answer. I'm answering his case. The guy did a Yadayim Shei Mechichas. He didn't give me a case. He said, if it's a Yadayim Shei Mechichas, can he bring a carbon? If it's an expression, yes. If it's not an expression, no. If it's an expression, he said, no. If he didn't express himself, he's not an
expression. Doesn't expression mean a body expression?
That's the machlokes of Yadayim Shei Mechichas. Thank you for explaining it. When the Torah said, Xerus HaKasav, that you don't have to have the whole sentence. All you have to do is the start, and we'll finish it for you. Did the Torah mean only when it's overwhelming that way? Or even when it's 60-40? By the way, I made up 60-40. You can say 55-45.
Even not the zeros, right?
Everything.
Oh, yeah, but the din in Yafli.
Every neder needs Yafli, every Nazirus needs Yafli, and right after the word, I don't know why we repeat these same things, it says right after Yafli, it says Lindor Neder Nazir Lahazir, where in Navgimelim and Aleph in the Dorim we learn out Yadus, and we say Yadus is Lahafli.
Oh, so Yadus is only a din in the Dorim.
Well, we had a whole sukkah in Gemara and in Dorim. Yes, I'd like to see. Yes, I'd like to pay. Yes, I'd like to talk about. Yes, I'd like to pay. We had all kinds of silence.
All those cases, is it because you learned out from...
That's what the Gemara said there, yes. And that Vavim, I think it was Vavim and Beis in the Dorim. The Gemara said that Amid and a half about other things that might have Yonis. And the Gemara gives reasons why we think it should have Yonis. Yes. And I love him in base in the dorm.
Not because of Yafli.
There's no Yafli in those things that you learn, but the Gemara learns them out. The Fichasutzaka. The Gemara has a whole limit over there. Like, we're not learning the dorm now, but it's above him in base a whole amid and a half.
I mean,
we did that the first week back from L.
Because of it, you would bring all the ramifications that comes with it.
Correct. Because speech is part of the thing. That's the thing. Speech becomes a main part of this. This is the problem by Kedushin that all the Rishayim and Achrayim struggle with, since when speech a big part of Kedushin. But that's not where we're going to get involved now. We're not learning the Torah above them at Beis. But by the other things, Peya, Saka, all these things, it's expression. So the question is, do you learn expression of that out of expression of the Nadarim and Aziris? That's the Gemara Shaila there, Bava Midbeis. But we're not learning that. Again, I have nothing against the Nadarim. The Nadarim is a great factor. But we learned this of Bava Midbeis in the Nadarim. Yes. Then it's 50-50 about Skadar and Gemara.
50-50 Nazir versus Tainus.
Correct.
Why don't you only two options?
I think, isn't this a repeat of the question you asked about 15 minutes ago?
He likes to hear himself.
I think it is.
And I answered to that.
Those are the only two things that can change the molecular person.
That's mitzvah. For some reason, yes, an astronaut also changes the most of the person, or at least the beautiful things he's changed, right? Or so does a fireman or a policeman. Or a gvir.
Something has to be in front of him when ain't no zero available. It says, hey.
It means nothing.
It's just saying it out of the blue.
No, he means something, but we don't hear it.
Did something occur that he had to say? If a person says, hey, that's enough?
No. It's not enough because it's not a yad. It has two meanings.
But in the Havamina.
In the Havamina, we thought that even, again, the Havamina, the Rush thought that even without anything, Nazir is more than kindness because it changes his name. And Ahe is an indication of a complete change, including a change of name. And according to the Gemara, it's chuckle at 50-50.
If the princess out of blue, Ahe, does that mean anything?
The Havamina or the Maskana?
Maskana.
It's 50-50 what he means.
He has to become something.
Yes,
to
there's an assumption in Gemara throughout Chas that people don't babble. They don't babble for no reason.
So he's saying something.
Saying something.
Then you have to ask him what he meant.
That's not expression. Once you have to ask him, then he didn't express himself yet.
He has to make himself clear to you when he says, I hate.
Chiafli.
Well, should listen next time, please.
So much information.
He has to express himself. Now, if he expresses himself later that he wants to be an Uzzer, he became an Uzzer then. A guy comes in and says, you know, I decided in my mind that I want to become an Uzzer. It means nothing. He didn't say he wants to be an Uzzer. He decided in his mind. Wonderful. A hey is like deciding in your mind. We don't hear it. There is a problem here, and the Rush tries to address it two times. And that is, the Gemara says in the Dharm, Stam the Dharm, Mahachmer, when a person uses a word with two meanings, we assume he means the stricter meaning. So why over here don't we say, it's 50-50, assume he means the stricter one, which is Nazir? So the answer to that is, the Rush said twice, Stam Naziris Lahakul. About Naziris, we say, when you don't know, it's Mekel. Why is Naziris different than Nadarim? See Nadarim, I hate to tell everybody, you test and you test. The Gemara discusses it. Maybe we should. But we can start with Makkos, where we started 23 years ago. I mean, we have a lot to learn again.
Malkus.
Septus Malkus, exactly. See them say Septus Malkus.
What kind of
tannis?
Any minimum amount of
tannis? A day, at least a day. Tannis is a day. That's for tomorrow.
That's for 24 hours?
No.
That's for 12 hours.
It depends, really, what he says. He says, we notice, he says, I read with an alchemist, tannis yachid. Tannis yachid is 12 hours. Tainus Tzibur is 24 hours.
But he could have been saying Tainus Yachid.
We consider all what we call Tainus Tzibur is Tainus Yachid except for Tisha B'Av. Because really, if it were a real Tainus Tzibur, then Shabbat B'Tamas would be 24 hours, Asara B'Tavas would be 24 hours, Tzum Gedalia would be 24 hours, those three. Tainus Esther is totally different. Here it is, without getting involved now in Hilchos Tainus, we consider it a Tainus Yachid, not a Tainus Tzibur. Only Tainus Tzibur we have is Tisha B'Av. Zogdik Gemara weiter. B'dilma, the Paitrim and Kubanais of Klamar. The Nazir is walking in front of him. Maybe he says, hey, I will be the one who brings this korbanos. Now here you're going to ask me, and I don't have an answer, why is that different than giving tzedakah? It's an act. It's not changing yourself. my answer goes out the window. I don't have a good answer. But maybe he's saying, I will take care of that Nazir. He's going to have an obligation to bring Karbanos at the end. I will be the person who does it for that, for him. Zok de Gemara, the Kamer Belibai. He's telling us he meant to be a Nazir. Now here we're letting himself explain himself. He's explaining what he meant with a hay, which is just contrary to what I said a minute ago. That explanation later on won't help him whether he meant Tainus or Nazir. And here we're saying we're allowing an explanation to explain that he didn't mean Karbanos. Why? Because it's in the Nazir family. Ahei means something to do with Nazir. The Nazir is walking by. It definitely means something to do with Nazir. Within the Nazir family, there can be two things. So there we allow a translation of which of the two Nazir things you meant. We don't allow a translation whether you meant Nazir or Tainus. Because that, the Machti Ephraim speaks out, is not an expression of Nazirus. You have to tell us you meant Nazirus. Here, everybody understands the Nazir is walking in front of you, whether it's Mechiach or Eina Mechiach, it's telling me this man has something to do with Nazirus. Within the family of Nazirus, an explanation doesn't cancel the lack of expression. It's still an expression. The exact expression within Nazirus, we allow a translation. Please don't confuse anybody yet. Give me a chance. Here it's either Tainus is out. The Nazir is walking in front of him. Tainus is not an option. There's two options here. Did he want to become a Nazir, or did he want to bring the Karbanos for the existing Nazir? They're both in the Naziris family. There we allow explanation to tell us that whatever he did was an expression. That's the Chiddush of this Gemara. That we allow that. It's a Chiddush. I don't understand what you
mean.
Him to explain what he meant with Ahay. Did he mean to bring the Karbanos? Did he mean to bring an Azir? Even though we didn't hear it clearly, there were two options, equal options, but they're both in Naziris. We eliminated everything else. The Nazir is walking in front of him. Therefore, he means Naziris. Question is, does he mean to be a Nazir himself, or does he mean to bring the other guy's Karbanos? Within Naziris, we allow an explanation.
The only thing you really see when he walks in front of you is the fact that he didn't cut his hair.
He knows he's a Nazir. Again, then you're asking a technical question. How do you know the guy? How did the guy know he's a Nazir? He knew he was a Nazir. Everybody said, the Nazir. You know, there was a person that lived in Yerushalayim when I was growing up. I don't know. People talked about it. How do I know he's a Kayan? How do I know to fight with a lady? Yes, I do. I know he's a Levi, and I know he's a Kayan. You know these things. There was a person that lived in Yerushalayim when I grew up, Dr. Harris. When I grew up, there was a person that lived in Yerushalayim that was called the Nazir. There was Makabal Naziris. He was a Nazir for the whole lifetime. It was called the Nazir.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, there weren't that many. He was a Rav. He was a Kosh of a Rav. And he was called the Nazir. I didn't know him, but I knew that Yerushalayim is a Yid that's called the Nazir. Was he right? Was he wrong? I don't know. I'm not getting involved. He was the Nazir. How did everybody know he was a Nazir? I don't know. Why did I know in Baltimore that there's a Nazir in Yerushalayim? I knew. Everybody said, well, wonderful.